would you say, I'm not going to hurt you or I ain't going to hurt you?
No, I'm telling the dog I ain't going to. He don't understand it.
Okay, the dog. That would be appropriate with the dog. Okay. And then if you're asking, you're checking to see if you're right about something. You made a statement and you want to see if the statement you made is right or not. You'd say, I'm right. What? I'm right. Which would be more natural? Am I not, aren't I, or ain't I?
I'm saying ain't I, which is not correct. Ain't
no, that's expressed. No, that's it's honest. That's what I'm interested
in. It's honesty.
That's right, sure. If something, someone thanked you for doing something, for driving them uptown or something, but that's all right. We're going to. Would you say we was going to do that anyway, or we were going to do that?
We were going to do that.
All right. A window is broken, and someone says to you, "Did you break that window?" You'd say, "No, it. Me, it." Would you say it wasn't I? It wasn't I. It wasn't me who broke the window. Which sounds more comfortable?
Well. Around there, I'd say I didn't do it.
Yeah, but if you say it wasn't.
It was not.
Okay, it was not what?
Broken.
But you talk about
it was not I.
Okay. How about a name for a small, for something for nothing? They said if someone gives you something for nothing, you might say that's a free.
Free gift.
All right. How about in if your wife is going to make a slip cover or something, she might stop at the store and get a small piece of cloth, and that might be called a what?
Pin cushion.
Yeah, but this is just something to bring home to check the color, make sure you like it. Or if you're in a bakery and they give you one cookie and they say, here, have a.
Cheesecake?
Yeah, I'm just trying one though to see if you like it.
Sample.
Okay, that's the word.
Oh, I've heard the word.
Yeah, sure, that's the word. If a girl's wearing a dress, do you think the dress looks very good? You say, well, that's an awfully wet dress. That certainly is a. What kind of dress?
I'd say it was a pretty dress.
Okay, and if that dress, and you'd say, and the dress you had on yesterday was even.
Prettier.
Okay, and the dress you had on the day before that was probably the what of all.
That was the best.
Or the pretty. Using the word pretty in that. That's exactly the idea.
They use the word pretty a lot.
Yeah, but saying it was if it was the best in terms of being pretty, you'd say that.
It was plumb beautiful.
Okay,
fine. I heard that expression.
Okay, fine. How about something a woman might wear over her dress when she's cooking?
Apron.
Okay. And something a man might put on when he's going out to, going out on a rather chilly day.
Vest.
Okay. How about something he puts over the vest?
Coat. Wow.
All right. That's fine. Now we're talking about the word bring.
Bring.
Bring, right. Say, today we will what the equipment? Today we will.
Bring.
All right.
You might say fetch.
Okay. But we use it with the word brings. And then yesterday they what the equipment? Yesterday they
brought the equipment.
And I would think they would have what the equipment by now.
Brung back.
Okay. Would you ever use brung yourself in
depend upon who I'm speaking to.
Okay. All right. If you try a coat on. You see, I tried this coat on. You're talking about how it feels. So, I tried this coat on yesterday, and it wet me just fine. It
fit.
Right.